Bantam Audio Publishing presents One for the Pot by Louis L'Amour. As soon as I saw the watering hole, I knew I'd lost the trail. Steve had told me there was a shortcut to Dry Creek Station and warned me that the cutoff was tricky. I'd gone too far and ended up in Rustler Springs.
Whoa!
I was hot, grimy, and exhausted. I'd accidentally started a fire back home, and stopping it had taken all the strength I had. After it was out, I was so dazed I didn't know what to do. I packed some things in a hurry, saddled up the mare, and blindly started riding. All I wanted was to get away, away from the fire, away from George and Lou Miller, away from the dirt dugout I was supposed to call home. I'd only been married to Steve for 2 weeks, but it felt like forever. When I left Pennsylvania, I thought life out here would be different than this. No matter how hard I tried, I just couldn't get used to it. Riding along, I'd found myself in the hills and suddenly remembered the trail to Dry Creek Station. But by that time, I'd already missed the cutoff. I couldn't even do that right.
Come on. Come on.
I tried to turn around, but my horse had her eye on the water.
All right.
I guess I could use some, too. Rustler Springs. Despite its name, it was a pretty spot. The water trickled down from somewhere above me and formed a large pool. It looked cold and delicious. I splashed some on my face and was surprised when my hands came away black. I hadn't even stopped to wash the soot off.
That's better.
What are you doing up here?